Girl,
I'm always ready.
Oh, geez.
I'm a dip.
Ew.
I can't believe you've never told me that before and told me to shut up after I say
it. What do you mean?
You should tell me to not say
that. But every time you say it, I tell my friends, like, you know what she says?
And then you tell people? Like, when have I said that?
You say all.
Like, here? When I'm leaving?
I'm like texting or like.
I'm a dip.
Or, yeah. Or you'll, like, telling me a story and you'll be like, and then she dipped or and then he dipped. And I'm like.
Oh, and you cringe every time?
Every time. I'm like, I throw up a little in my mouth.
Is it that bad?
I don't like it.
I mean,
other
it's
people
like a Miami
probably
thing.
Like it.
I don't know.
Other people probably like it. I'm not one of those people.
Oh, man. I hate myself.
Don't hate yourself. Do you want to...
I'm going to start saying, and then I departed, darling.
Absolutely fabulous.
I took
style.
A leave.
I dare you to start saying that.
Let's... Put our, let's keep our, it's 6 o'clock Friday.
Hello.
It's time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
Michelle, before the show, was laughing at me because apparently when I'm leaving, I say the phrase, I'm gonna dip. So now I hate myself.
Good way to start the weekend.
Yeah, cool.
A little self-hatred.
Yeah.
And a little yingling.
Ay.
It's okay. We all do things we don't like.
It's all right. I'm a dip.
Oh, jeez. Oh, whoa.
What's that?
Oh, no.
So, listen. Our topic tonight is what are you wearing? 201-209-9368. Michelle.
I'm ready.
What are you wearing?
I look super cute today.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a gray t-shirt.
It's not just a gray t-shirt, it's a burnout tee.
Burnout tees aren't cool anymore, though.
Looks cool on you.
High-waisted dark jeans.
Let me guess what kind of shoes you're wearing. That's the game we're playing.
Yeah.
Everyone has to call in and tell us what they're wearing, and Michelle and I are guessing what shoes. You can join our comments. No, this is awful.
We have a plan B.
Yeah. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. Spider Mark says, is this an extended Billy Jam remix? Awesome.
Feels like one.
Just Ted says, dip? Don't you mean bounce? Oh, maybe I should start saying I'm a bounce. That's worse.
How do you do that beginning part? I don't do that.
I'm a dip. So awful. I'm a grown-ass woman.
People say weird things.
Studio B Ben says he's wearing his weirdo friendship bracelet.
He is?
But not on his wrist.
Ew. Scandal.
Spider Mink. Is it Mark or Mink? Mink. I can't see. Says, ooh, I'm wearing Aladdin pants. oh, boy.
This isn't going to be a weird one, I think.
Our show is always weird, especially in the summer.
It is gorgeous out today, so we'll see.
I do not want to be here.
Still, there's people delivering pizzas and...
I'm going to the beach tomorrow.
What beach?
Rockaway. 201-209-9368. Hey, weirdos, call us and tell us what you're wearing. Michelle and I are going to see if we can guess your shoes. Best outfit wins a t-shirt. Did you do the phone?
Best dressed. Yes.
Yeah, best dressed wins a t-shirt. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, Spike. Let me guess what you're... Wait, we should guess what they're wearing.
Tidy whities.
No, he's probably wearing, like, all leather.
No.
With spikes.
You're off.
Chaps.
I'm wearing a flash t-shirt and jeans.
I was going to say tidy whities and a remote control for the television.
Wrong.
Oh, man. Okay, what was it? A flash t-shirt and jeans?
Yeah.
So let me guess. You're wearing just like sneakers, Nike sneakers.
Yes.
Oh, 1 point for Frangry.
You're going to be good at this game.
Are we taking points? How are we doing? What are we doing here?
You could do points, I guess.
But
I don't know, like, if you get more than 10 right.
What do I get?
I don't know.
I get the dip. All right, Spike, thanks for calling. Have a good one. Spike does not win Best Dressed.
No.
Just Ted would like to know who is wearing a smile and nothing else.
Just Ted, thank you very much for the beautiful flowers. What?
Dazzle them. What is it? I can't see. Dazzle them on the comments board says, yo, I'm Audi 5000.
So embarrassing. 201-209-9368. My radio voice has gotten deeper.
Mine's gotten higher.
You're real weird today. You're extra weird.
I got a little drunk at lunch today.
I thought that's what was happening.
But, you know, considering my usual summer Fridays, I only had 2 wines instead of 3. And then I went home and took a little nappy nap.
A what?
A little nappy nap. And then I dipped to come to the jurors and get on the radio.
And how old are you?
Audi 5000. Jesus Christ, I hate my life. 201. I'm wearing a really slutty dress, though.
You are.
I look skinny today.
It's very tight.
Don't I look skinny?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's very
really
tight.
Really, are you kidding?
You look skinny. You always look skinny.
No, but I look extra skinny today.
You look the same skinny. You always look skinny.
No, my stomach is flatter.
You look extra skinny.
Thanks. 201-209-9368. What are you wearing? Hi, you're on the radio.
I have to lower the radio.
What?
Hi. I can tell you what I'm wearing, even though my radio's not lowered. I'm wearing my wonderfully lovely brown WFMU, Where Dead Air Lives, t-shirt, black legging.
And Crocs.
No,
flip-flops.
You're
flip-flops.
Clogs.
Okay, they're Tevas. Like purple mauve walking sandals by Propay.
I don't even know what that means. But we were close,
well,
right?
We were close.
I figured it was something comfortable. That's what my point was.
Yeah. It is. It's okay.
All right, have a good one.
I'm wearing my WFMU t-shirt.
Represent.
Represent, yeah. All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
What was it that he did?
What are you wearing, guys? I mean, come on, call us. It's pretty easy to answer this question.
Yeah.
You can't mess it up.
They can.
Well, totally can. We are so judgmental.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm cool. I'm chilling. Chilling is the best.
You're super weird today, dude.
I'm just having a good time.
Hey, me too. Me too.
I'm just a girl on a Friday afternoon. Wants to have a good time.
Same.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, hello there.
I am sporting white plaid shorts.
Wait, what?
Plaid shorts.
Oof, girl. What else?
And a sort of wine-colored sleeveless colored shirt.
You are most definitely wearing flip-flops.
No.
Keds.
Kind of like loafers, cheapo loafers.
Like boat shoes?
Like penny loafers.
Penny loafers. Oh, that's kind of cute.
I like penny loafers.
Without socks.
Oh, hot. I am so down with dudes who wear shoes without socks.
They get smelly so fast.
I don't care. It is so sexy.
Why?
I love ankles. When a dude's wearing pants and shoes and he sits down, you get a little peek of that ankle. Ooh!
What?
Yeah, it makes me crazy. Yeah. I don't know. It's just one of my things. What can I say? Wrists and ankles into it. My mom? Into the same thing.
Interesting.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm wearing a zoot suit and a dunce cap.
What's a zoot suit?
Google it.
Okay. Wait, is it dirty?
No.
Is it?
No.
No, not at all.
I feel like you're a dirty guy.
No, it's like what weird musicians wear, right?
Oh my god, you are weird.
That band used
with
to always wear them.
With a dunce cap?
Yeah.
So you're definitely wearing, like, two-toned Oxfords.
Ska shoes.
Yeah. I'm right?
Ska shoes.
Point for Frangry.
Good job.
All right, thanks, buddy. Take that dunce hat off, though.
All right.
All right, have a good one. Marcel says, wrists and ankles, that's so 18th century. Why are they talking about an anniversary? Oh, is it your anniversary?
Is it my anniversary?
Is that why just Ted sent... Now it makes sense!
Oh, now I get it.
Now I get my note.
It's my anniversary.
Yeah, and the note, my note said, best decision you ever made. I was like, what is he talking about? This guy's now we... Oh.
Mine was cryptic, though.
What was yours?
I am the straw that stirs the drink.
It's true, you are. Now it makes sense.
Is it my anniversary?
Yeah, July.
3 years.
Isn't it 4 now?
No. Because I still haven't been as long as your other co-host.
Is it only 3?
I think it's 3. 3 glorious years.
Glorious is right. 201. That's
sweet.
Yeah, that was nice. Thanks, Just Ted. That's very thoughtful. 201, and I'm glad that he sent them to you and me for making a good decision. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what are you wearing? Let us know. Oh boy, what do we do now?
I don't know, I just had a bad thought and I'm trying to dissolve it.
What?
I don't know, I'm trying to... learn some
things.
Is it
about our show?
No, sort of.
What?
I can't tell you right now. I'll tell you after.
Why? Will I cry?
No, but I will.
Wow. What's happening right now? Oh, I know what it is. Wow, I know you really effing well. That just freaked me out.
Why does it freak you out?
I mean, it took me like a second to know what it was.
Yeah, but we've been friends for years now.
Whoa. Cool. I'm into that. People are saying the audio is breaking up.
No, it's not.
All right, cool. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Ernest. I'm a big fan of the show. It's the first time I've ever called in. I'll tell you what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a Ranger, a New York Ranger hockey t-shirt with cut-off sleeves, faded jeans from Old Navy, and a turquoise sports brief.
And Nikes.
No, actually, I'm barefoot.
Ew.
I love barefoot.
I'm just in my house. I'm barefoot.
Good for you.
I hate barefoot.
I love barefoot.
You girls are fabulous.
Thank you.
I hate barefoot.
I'm the only New York Ranger fan in the world that listens to your show without fail every week.
All right,
thank
cool.
you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Why don't you like bare feet? Because I have a splinter on the bottom
dirty.
Of my foot right now. Maybe you could take it out.
It's dirty. I'll take it out.
Dirty.
But I don't have, like, pluckers or anything.
I tried to get Joe Magasco to do it earlier.
I can do it.
Why don't you like barefoot?
Because it's gross.
Why is it gross? It feels so good.
No, it feels not good. It's dirty and you step on stuff. No thanks. I don't even walk around my house barefoot.
That's weird.
And my house is clean.
I know, but you should walk around your house barefoot.
Mm-mm.
Just make people take their shoes off.
I either use socks or sandals.
Gross.
Gross that I'm walking around in socks?
In your home.
Buck naked in socks. That ain't gross. That's so cute.
Socks?
Yeah, little socks with little hearts and polka dots and stuff.
I like being barefoot in your house.
Gross.
Why? Your house is so clean.
I still don't go barefoot.
Do you go barefoot in the shower?
No, I wear shoes. I wear my most expensive shoes in the shower. Yes, I go barefoot in the shower.
Do you sleep in socks?
Yep.
What?
Year round. Yes. I sleep in socks. I get really cold if I don't. Like, my feet always need to have socks on.
Interesting.
You didn't know that about me?
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah. I'm really into socks.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I like to sleep with 1 foot free.
I do that.
I have
one
to
leg
have one,
out?
1 foot free.
Yeah, 1 leg out.
1 foot free.
I call it 1 leg out because I'm from Miami and I like to dip.
Yeah, you do.
201-209-9368. Please call us and tell us what you're wearing, because that, sadly, is our topic tonight. And we're only 15 minutes into the show.
17.
Ay, 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 ay. What are you doing tonight?
No plans yet. My roommate's out of town, so I might watch TV in the living room naked. and eat a pizza.
In socks?
No. Totally nude with a milkshake and a pizza, I'm thinking.
A milkshake and pizza at the same time?
I like dairy on dairy. Double dairy.
Oh, gross. Not for lunch, gross. I had fried calamari, and then I had a fried chicken sandwich
from
and
where?
French fries, and then I realized that I only ate fried food at
from
lunch.
From where?
The Smith, and I feel so gross.
Can't do fried food too much
anymore. I can hardly walk. I was like, ugh, yuck, disgusting.
Buffalo calamari or regular?
It said Brooklyn style. What does that mean?
I love buffalo calamari.
Literally nobody's calling our stupid show.
201-209-9368. We can't just do that.
Should we Audi 5000?
No, I don't do that either.
What was the other one someone said?
Peace out.
Yeah, peace out. Should we just peace out? Respect.
201-209-9368.
Oh, boy. Okay, our other topic is, if you could bring back someone from the dead.
It's a poll.
Or get $5 billion, no strings attached. What would you do? 201-209-9368.
Say that topic again.
If you could bring back someone from the dead or get $5 billion, no strings attached, what would you do?
What would you do?
Bring back someone from the dead.
Maybe we should make the money less, like $1 million, because that's not that much right now.
$1 million.
I think $1 million.
Bring back someone from the dead.
There's so many questions on this topic, though. Like, who? Would you bring them alive? Would you bring them back to life from the day they died or from how old they would be now?
Whatever he wants. Well, then my friend was like, first of all, anyone who says they would bring back someone from the dead is a liar. And then someone else said, what was it? Maybe they're balling in heaven and they're going to be mad that you, like, brought them back.
That's what happened on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Or maybe you're going to die in 3 weeks and they're going to be like, I would have seen you in 3 weeks anyway.
No, because you're going to hell.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to dip if I get to hell.
You can't just...
You can totally dip from hell.
No, you can't.
You want to know what's weird? I said that topic and now we're off. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Here we go.
Got to keep score.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you? You just changed the topic.
Yeah, but you can answer.
You can answer either.
Whichever one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm wearing socks that are gray. Then I've got some K-Swift sneakers on.
No, we were supposed to guess the sneakers.
Oh, well, I missed that part. Well, you can guess the color of my shirt.
Nah.
Blue. You think I'm wearing sunglasses or not?
You're probably wearing a baseball cap backwards.
Backwards.
Oakley sunglasses.
I'm not a bro like that.
Oh, not like that.
Not like that. More like a I don't know, I'm just a dude.
You're just a dude?
Yeah, I've got a leather fanny pack on.
No, you don't.
I love fanny packs. I just got a Back to the Future fanny pack that's awesome.
Didn't Garbage Time give it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Is Christopher Lloyd on it?
No, it says the car's on it, and then it says, where we're going, we don't need any stinking rules.
Yeah. What do you think about Back to the
Future? Why don't we ask Michelle where she wears her fanny pack? Michelle?
I wore it on my bike ride this morning, and I wear it to the gym.
And you also wear it when you're running.
Yeah, when I'm running.
Uh-huh. That's the best part.
Did you know that Eric Stoltz was supposedly Marty McFly before Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, and apparently he was like, I was going to say a bad word, he sucked at it.
Yeah, he was a method actor that was just very serious.
Yeah, so they hated him.
Yeah. That guitar solo in Back to the Future really influenced my life.
Good to know, buddy.
That's sweet. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, the feedback at the end for a 6-year-old kid, that's total punk rock.
Yeah, total.
Aw, he's cute.
Yeah, FMU is based almost all exclusively on that last 3 seconds of that guitar solo.
I think I love you.
Oh, well.
What's your name, buddy?
Matt.
Have a good one.
Cheers.
201-209-9368. If you could bring back a loved one from the dead or get $1 million, no strings attached, what would you do?
I don't know what I'd do.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm wearing a T-shirt. It says staff of 560.
Uh-huh.
And cut off some, like, slacks that I cut off to make shorts.
Vans.
Yeah. Vans. Vans or Chucks? Come on, are you wearing...
my shoes?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Vans or Chucks?
No.
What are they?
They're loafers.
What? You got the look all wrong,
yeah, you have a
buddy.
Weird outfit on. I like it.
And I'm wearing a Grateful Dead baseball cap.
Ew!
No, good. I like the Grateful Dead now.
Ew!
Not ill.
Grody.
Not grody.
All right, have a good one.
You too, have a good one.
You don't like the Grateful Dead?
Robin's here and says, is Michelle talking to her soulmate right now? And I'm assuming that was two dudes ago, the one who was talking about Back to the Future. Which I think is funny. Anyway. 201-209-9368. What are you wearing? And would you bring back someone from the dead or take $1 million? You selfish jerk.
You're the only one I know who'd bring someone back.
I have a special situation.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'd like to see my grandma again and hang out with her.
I wouldn't bring my grandma back.
I love my grandma.
I would take the money. I didn't know her, so I didn't care. Not that I didn't care, but you know what I mean.
You don't care.
Kind of. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going? I thought I should call because I'm in a Tierney's Tavern parking lot, but I have on a WFMU shirt, so I thought it was appropriate.
Which one?
The one that says, into the air like the mighty goldfinch.
Huh.
It's black.
And yeah. What kind of pants are you wearing?
I have a cut-off corduroys, like gray. And, like, Haviana flip-flops.
Oh, buddy, man. No. No man should wear flip-flops.
Disagree.
Ever.
I disagree.
You're into a man in flip-flops?
I think a man can wear flip-flops to the beach.
To the beach, yes. That's the only place. A man should not show his toes in public.
You and your rules.
It's not a rule. It's an opinion.
You and your opinions.
Strictly utilitarian with my clothes on.
Why are you allowed opinions and I'm not? Good question, huh, Frangry? All right, have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Did you just have a little conversation with yourself?
Uh-huh. Noelle says, hey, Frangry, is Michelle your best friend? Yes. What the hell? What kind of question is that?
You're not mine.
Yes, I am. You said I was earlier.
You're my best friend here at the station.
That's best. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, do you want to know what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
It's like a short sleeve polo button up seersucker and camo cut off shorts.
You are
that sounds
a mess.
Awesome. That sounds awesome.
If you can guess the shoes, I'll be impressed.
Hold on. Say, what color is the seersucker?
Blue
it's
and
like
white.
White.
And blue?
With, like, light grayish blue stripes.
And green camouflage shorts?
That sounds awesome.
Are they are they cargos?
Are they what?
Cargo shorts?
Yeah, cargo shorts, definitely.
Adidas sandals.
Ooh.
I was going to say...
I
was
like
going to say Adidas sneakers.
That's a hint. Yeah.
What are you going to say? Timberlands?
No, they're Clarks with, like, boot soles.
Clarks. Oh, my God. Michelle is so turned on right now. You should see her face. Oh, my God. Michelle, are you okay? She can't even talk.
No, I just think that sounds like a good outfit.
Yeah, thanks.
How tall
well,
are you?
I'm hyped on it enough to call you guys, so.
How tall are you?
How tall? I'm 6 foot, dog. 6 foot.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
It's Guy. DJ Guy.
Oh, God, it just
got
We
better. Know him.
Oh, we know him.
I know.
This isn't good, then.
I know, yeah. I never call, but, yeah. Good topic tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Guy. Have a good
All
one.
Right. Bye-bye.
Nobody's calling
He's him. He's a DJ. He's having an event here in a couple weeks, actually.
I should announce it.
When it gets slow. His DJ night is July 18th at Monty Hall.
Marcel agrees with the flip-flop rule.
No.
Yeah. Marcel, my dad.
I do like Marcel. Are you going to Big Blood?
What's that?
It's here July 25th.
Am I supposed to?
I'm going to go. I'm going to work the merch table. It's going to be super fun.
I don't know what it is.
It's a band, Big Blood.
Oh, do I like them?
You might like them.
Should I work the merch table?
It's a Saturday.
201-209-9368. What are you wearing? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
I would take the money.
You're a selfish human being.
Yeah, but if you bring someone back from the dead, there's always like a twist, like Twilight Zone or some kind of monkey's paw thing, you know?
There is a twist.
What if there wasn't a twist?
Oh, if there wasn't a twist, yeah, of course. But who are you going to trust? The guy who says he can bring back the dead?
I'm going to trust
the
money.
That's not a trustworthy cat.
You going to trust the money? All right, buddy.
I mean, money you can...
Have like, fun in hell!
I don't think you're doing anyone any favors. It's not like life's that great. Why would you want to come back here if you're already out of it?
Maybe they miss their mommy or something.
Well, I do miss my mom, but, like, there'd be a twist. You know, she'd be, like, back for a day, and then you'd have to say goodbye again or something, you know?
That's you guys are morbid as hell.
Yeah.
Whatever, maybe it'll be a really great day. You guys can have some ice cream or something. And it'll be worth it, and you can say all the things you never got to say.
Like what?
I don't know. Love you, Mom.
You never say love you, Mom?
I'm not speaking personally. I'm just saying maybe you always wanted to eat strawberry ice cream with your mom, and you regret it till the day you die, and you could do that.
I bet there's strawberry ice cream in heaven.
Okay, that's it. I'm dipping. All right, have a good one, buddy.
Have a good one.
201-209-9368. What are you wearing?
If you brought Kurt Cobain back from the dead, do you think he'd kill himself again?
Yeah, what a weirdo.
What do you mean, what a weirdo?
I just said it to be stupid.
It worked.
Don't worry, I'm not looking for my phone. I'm looking for my eye drop.
Frangery's wearing her glasses this evening.
Aye, aye, aye.
Looks like a different woman.
It's been 2 weeks now. I put on a really slutty dress to make up for it, and then I realized I'm totally one of those chicks that, like, I can't see anything right now. A dude is checking out on the street from the back, and then he sees the front and is like, oh.
It's funny when you can't see. You make funny faces.
Don't I make them anyway?
No, when you can't see, you do, like, a Michelle Bachman kind of thing.
Oh, my God! Wait, have you ever seen my Michelle Bachman impersonation?
Yeah, it's really good.
So good,
it's
right?
Spot on.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
It's spot on.
I tried to walk down the street without my glasses today, and I got really dizzy.
Damn, you're a mess.
I know. 201-209-9368.
Dude, it's only 6:30.
This is the longest show of our lives.
Why is it taking so long?
Because it sucks. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm wearing a chartreuse romper by Cosserel and a pashmina shawl that I acquired in my excursions in Madagascar.
Right. I'm sure you're telling the truth.
I am.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Clogs.
All right, have a good one. God, I hate people. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Stuck in traffic.
What?
He's stuck in traffic.
Cool.
Yeah, I was doing the radio show, but I'm stuck in traffic. I have a white V-neck T-shirt on and dark blue jeans.
What kind of shoes do you think this man is wearing?
Timberlands.
No.
Brown Oxfords.
Air Jordans.
No.
Give us a hint.
I wear a fedora.
Oh, a fedora.
That is a
that
hint.
Changes everything.
That's a hint. That's a good hint.
That's a hint.
That's a really good hint.
It is a good hint.
Whoa, what do you think?
Give up.
Some kind of man shoe?
No, like a Euro shoe.
Yeah.
Like those Adidas that are like green with white stripe. Not the Stan Smith.
No, Doc Martens.
Doc Martens? And a fedora. Huh.
That makes sense.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
All right, go.
I can't believe it's going so slowly.
201-209-9368. This is our show, basically. This is it.
Sounds about right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Matt again. I thought I'd call back because I didn't answer the question about the death or money.
Okay, go.
Well, I would definitely not take the money, and I'd bring my dad back because he just passed away fairly recently, and there was always more hanging out that we could have
right?
done.
See? Like strawberry ice cream.
Strawberry ice cream?
Yeah, like maybe you really want to have strawberry ice cream with your dad.
Exactly.
See?
Well, I had an experience where I discovered him on the screen of a movie that I was watching.
What?
Where I went to a film called Symbiopsychotaxiplasm
what
at Lincoln
hell?
Center for an African-American underground film festival.
Uh-huh.
And this film is shot in 1968, and it's a meta-exploration of the filmmaking process where the filmmaker is shooting a test sequence of two actors, and then there's a second camera crew filming the whole thing and a third camera crew filming everything.
It's like Inception.
And we have smart collars.
Uh-huh.
And so then I'm watching the film, and about 20 minutes into it, I see my dad's face pop across the screen.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, this was after he passed?
Yes, this is a year after he
That's
passed.
Crazy.
Exactly. And, like, my dad was 38 in 1968. I'm 34. So I didn't really ever know him as a young man. So I got to spend the afternoon with my dad. But it's like when your parent passes away and you discover things like this, you're like, hey, wait a second. I got to find out what's going on. You know? But you can't. You can't say, hey, Pop, what were you doing in this film and why didn't you tell me about it? But as it turned out, he was good friends with the director.
How did you find out?
Of that he was friends with the director?
Yeah.
I asked, the director's family was at the film, and after the screening, I had to raise my hand and say, this experience just got even deeper for me, because I just discovered my father was a part of this film. And they're like, who's your dad? And I said, Sias Motel. And they're like, oh, yeah, we know who your dad is. And I'm like, there you go. And so, it was like, the film's part of the Criterion Collection. You can see it on Hulu Plus.
Love that story.
What's your name, buddy?
Matt Motel.
Matt Motel, you're on my list because that was a good story. You might
two
win
T's.
A free T-shirt.
Yeah, Mottel.
Okay, got it. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay, have a call back at the end of the hour?
No, just listen to hear if you win the shirt.
Okay. Okay. I'm driving, so I'll call back.
Okay,
bye.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
That was a cool story.
Yeah, I'm into that.
That's really weird. That must have been very unsettling.
I don't know how I feel right now.
Are you emotional?
Yeah. What if I cry on the air?
Don't cry.
Remember that one time I cried on the air?
What'd you cry about?
Because we made a lot of money from Johnny Mueller.
Oh.
Remember Johnny Mueller?
I remember Johnny Mueller. He's
I'm
got.
I'm text him and see if he's okay.
He has a girlfriend. He has bigger fish to fry.
I get it. I just want to say hi and see if he's how
tell,
he's doing.
Tell him I said hi, too.
Okay. Should I just text him now and tell him everyone at Shut Up Weirdo says hi?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What are you wearing?
You're such a pervert.
You know, I'm wearing a black skirt and a white shirt, and I'm going to Taylor Swift.
Oh. Okay. A black shirt and... Cursing. No cursing.
Sorry.
I just know my fashion, girl. Damn, that was good though.
Taylor Swift concert?
Yeah.
I guess.
I wonder.
Don't be
Are
hating.
You going?
Yeah.
I'm not
we're,
hating.
We're there. We're going to be in the front row. Come say hi to us.
I like that new Taylor Swift song.
It's pretty good. It's a hit. She has some other hits though. I don't know.
Well, have fun tonight in your gladiator sandals.
What?
Have fun in your gladiator sandals.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Bye. All right.
Have a good Bye. One.
Good job, Frangry.
Thank you.
You are good at that game.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. Call us up and tell us what you're wearing.
I texted Johnny Muller.
You think he'll text
Hi,
you
Hi, Johnny
back?
Muller. We were wondering how you are and are texting from the air. We miss you. It doesn't say delivered. Maybe he changed his number to get away from me.
Same.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
All right, not bad.
So what's up? What are you wearing?
I got a Hawaiian shirt, Dickies, and a white V-neck under there.
Hawaiian? I do like Dickies. What kind of shoes do you think he's wearing, Frangery?
What color is your Hawaiian shirt?
Oh, it's blue with flowers.
What color are your Dickies?
What's that?
What color are your Dickies?
My Dickies are, my blue Dickies are blue.
Hold on, I'm thinking. What'd you do today? Did you go to work?
I was hung at the pool.
Hung at the pool.
We're on the way to New York City right now.
You're probably wearing Converse.
Hello?
Are you wearing Converse shoes?
No, not Converse. But yeah, black shoes with white soles. So.
Black shoes with white soles.
Yeah.
Are they of the sneaker variety? Can you hear me, bro?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. I'm so sorry. She's talking to me. She's trying to give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
Oh, and now she's beating me up.
What?
She's beating him up.
Ay-ay-ay.
All right.
All right, have a good one. You obviously are not engaged in this conversation. Jesus.
You're just going to spark more of a fight between them.
I don't care.
201-209.
Ew!
What?
Spider Mank says, our Dickies are changing color as you speak. Gross. Wrong with everyone.
It's funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I would bring Kurt Vonnegut back just so I could send him some fan mail. I love that man. But that's not really what we're talking about, is it?
Well, okay, yeah. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm still at work.
Gross.
So, from top to bottom, I've got a nice bright orange safety hat, a pair of aviator sunglasses, a light blue work shirt with safety reflective stripes, a utility belt.
You're definitely wearing, like, Timberland work boots.
They are work boots, but they are not Timberland.
Well, if I knew more brands of work boots, I would have said them, but that's the only one I know.
Try Wolverines. I'm cheap.
Oh, What's I that? Love Wolverines.
What's that?
I have a pair of Wolverines.
I don't know what
Wolverines
that is.
Wolverines are great.
Yeah, they're great.
High-cut Wolverines or low-cut Wolverines?
I have a...
Wait, what are they?
They're work boots.
They steel toe work boots. You were right on that.
I mean, yeah, I just don't know many brands of them.
Red Toe or Red Something is another one.
I wish.
Those are nice, right?
Red Something?
What are they called again? Red Wings?
Red Wings? Those are my favorite shoes.
Station manager Ken wears Red Wings.
That's right, he does.
He has a gray pair.
He has them in, like, every color.
And a black pair.
I love me some Red Wings. Those are hot.
Oh, I go through a pair of boots every 3 months. I'm not spending $200 on boots I'm going to ruin.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
I'll have two.
As you should.
He'll have two.
201-209-9368. What are you wearing?
Can we drink another beer upstairs after this and then go shopping?
Okay, but don't let me make any, like, drunk decisions.
Never.
Wait. That's kind of like all my decisions.
Wait.
Ha! I'm dipping. Dale says, Michelle is a hippie.
Yeah. I would say I'm kind of a hippie.
Yeah, you're kind of a hippie.
An anxious hippie.
Yeah. What am I?
I am dirty. I'm a dirty hippie.
Wait, what am I? Like, if you had to classify me as something, don't
Before
say, like,
I
bitch or something.
You're fancy. You're a woman with a taste for the finer things in life.
fancy.
I've always like, thought you're fancy.
If someone was like, what's Frangry like? You'd be like, she's fancy.
Yeah, she's fancy.
Come on.
You're fancy. You're fancy. You have fancy, expensive clothes.
I do like expensive clothes. It's one of my flaws.
It's not a flaw. It's not a flaw. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm wearing a blue shirt that's covered in sawdust. And the girl at the supermarket said it was sexy, so I thought that was cool. That made me happy.
And jeans?
No. I thought you were just guessing shoes.
Well, yeah, but we need to know what kind of pants you're wearing.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess I'm wearing khaki Carhartts, I think.
Good outfit.
Oh, my God, Michelle can't breathe.
What? I think it's a good outfit. It sounds like a good outfit.
What are Carhartts?
Carhartts are like those cool cargo hats. Pants. They can be...
They're like construction really yeah. stuff.
So you're wearing better. Work boots. Wolverines!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Red Wings!
What kind?
Timberlands!
Knockoff Timberlands.
No, they are a total knockoff brand. They're terrible. They're awful.
Okay.
Cutie. Thanks for calling, cutie.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you flirting, Michelle?
I just flirted.
Oh my God, Michelle, I love it when you do that.
I have game.
You have total game.
You've seen me have game.
I've been out with Michelle. A cute guy walks by and she's just like, hi. It's amazing. I like crumble in a corner.
I ran game on some guy today when we were riding our bikes and it was awesome.
You are serious.
I kind of thought he was going to follow me home because we had like a real
shared moment. Oh my God, how
hot
would it have been if he followed you home and you guys did it?
I turned and looked and he was still looking at me from like blocks and blocks away. And I was like, turn your freaking bike around, bro. This could happen.
Would you have done it with him?
I would have made out with him.
You would have let him in your apartment? No, he could have been a raper.
Girl can dream. I'm just kidding. No, I wouldn't have let him in my apartment.
Oh my God, I'm scandalized. I can't breathe.
I wouldn't have let him in my apartment, but I would have made out with him. But I don't have sex with people I'm not in love with and in a relationship with, so I wouldn't have had sex with him today.
Not yet.
Mm-mm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I want to report what a girl in my car is wearing.
Okay, but don't tell us the shoes.
I won't tell you the shoes.
Okay, go.
She has this homeless chic look going on right now.
All
right,
go.
Dope.
Okay, because we're going camping, so...
Oh, yes.
She has on... She's a very, very small Asian woman.
Okay.
And she has on a really big camo backpack.
Uh-huh.
That goes over her head.
Uh-huh.
And then, she looks really hot. She's, like, showing her bra underneath her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She has a cut-off white shirt with... screen printing on it,
uh-huh.
And really, really, really short cut-off purple jeans.
Cute.
She is wearing some kind of white sneaker.
No.
Damn.
Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you she has pearl earrings in.
Oh, wait, that throws me off.
Yeah, that's hard.
Now she has that over this shirt. She has, like, a really, like, nice striped blue shirt. A collared shirt.
What shoes is she wearing?
Superga.
Okay, can I tell you what kind of shoes?
Yeah. Is she wearing Supergas?
What's a Superga?
She's wearing combat boots.
Whoa, with pearl earrings? She's having an identity crisis.
No, she just sounds 90s.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's like a 90s look.
I would have
You guys
never.
Are all girls going camping together, and you're in a car right now listening to our show.
That's
love that.
That's so fun.
Yeah, also, I have poison ivy all over me, but I haven't been itching it.
Be careful.
Yeah, don't itch it.
Have a good trip, guys.
All right. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Have a good one. I love me the ladies.
I like it when the ladies are all going camping listening to us in the car. That's so fun.
I
want to
go camping with a bunch of girls. Studio B Ben
come on
wants,
my camping trip.
Studio B Ben says, I know
I'll
flirt
have
with,
to ask my friends if you can come.
Flirt with Frangry is dead, but can we start the new feature Mac on Michelle?
(201) 209-9368. Is anyone winning?
Matt Motel. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going, ladies?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. Two comments.
First of all,
we're awesome.
Dirty hippie, isn't basically that a hipster?
Wait, what?
Isn't a dirty hippie basically a hipster?
No, not wait, at all. Totally different.
Not at all.
Totally different?
Yeah. Totally different.
Interesting. All right, can I make a shout out?
No.
No shout out?
Tell us what you're wearing.
I am wearing a hot pink t-shirt, jeans, and white shoes.
Well, you just ruined the fun.
Yeah.
Hey. 201-209-9368. What are you wearing? You want to know what's really gross?
Mm-hmm. Always.
I put those eye drops in my eye, and now I can taste it dripping down the back of my throat.
I like that feeling.
Doesn't taste good.
It's still an interesting feeling. It's a, like, weird experience that you're not used to.
Yuck.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. I want to go to the beach tomorrow, so I'm taking it easy.
Hmm. I want a frozen drink.
I thought you wanted a beer.
Yeah, that too.
You
I want
a beer,
it all.
A frozen drink, and you want to go shopping?
Summer, baby.
I was at the Commodore a couple weeks ago.
2 blocks from my house.
Delicious.
What'd you eat? The hot chicken?
Yeah. 2 pina coladas. I was drunk.
I was there a couple weeks ago as well.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I'm wearing khakis, which would be funny if I was Jake from State Farm. A checkered belt with a giant gold flag of Wales belt buckle. And my Coast Guard law enforcement gray t-shirt.
What kind of shoes does the Coast Guard wear?
Something waterproof?
Boat shoes.
They are waterproof.
They're not boat shoes. They have to be
They're not boat shoes.
What kind of shoes are waterproof? They
Lots
have to be like rubber waterproof. Boots. Are you wearing rubber boots?
No.
Like black police shoes.
Close.
What are they?
They're Gore-Tex lined, like basically combat boots.
I was close.
Isn't that what I said?
No, that's
boots?
What I said.
What's Gore-Tex?
It's no a special rubber, material. Waterproof. I win that round.
You're in the Coast Guard?
I win that round.
Yes.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Do you get to hang out on a boat all day, or are you, like, in the office?
I'm on the boat sometimes, or sometimes I'm in the office. It doesn't matter.
Could we go on a boat with you?
Could you take us on a Coast Guard mission?
Could we bust some drug lords with you?
That's more down south, so maybe on your road trip. Actually, California. When you make it to California.
We're not going that far.
You should say, I'm from a radio station. Can I ride with you guys? And they'll probably let you do
Wait,
it.
Wait, do you think we could do a cop ride-along and record it?
Yes. No.
They like to put people on the boats. They like publicity.
Oh, we love publicity.
Yeah, who doesn't love publicity? All right, buddy, have a good one.
I will.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yo.
Hey, what are you wearing?
I don't know. Vintage Hilfiger shorts right now.
Let me guess. You also have on Dracar Noir.
And you are high as a kite.
Yeah.
I'm not high. I'm drunk right now. and I'm driving right now.
You shouldn't be driving drunk. You definitely shouldn't be drunk driving on the phone.
See, I'm not drunk driving. See, drinking and driving is illegal, but driving and drinking is not against the law.
Wait what? A minute. Can you please repeat that?
Drinking and driving is what they tell you don't do, but they don't ever say nothing about driving and drinking.
It's the same thing.
That's a whole nother, you know what I mean?
Why is it different?
I don't know why it's different, but I come from a family of judges and lawyers where, you know what I'm saying, drinking and driving is drinking and driving, driving and drinking, that's my mouth.
What kind of pants are you wearing?
That's Vintage Hilfiger shorts, you know what I'm saying, the yellow, you know what I'm saying, Tommy Hilfiger.
Do your shoes match your outfit? Like, same color scheme?
Not matching is the new matching. I got on the new yellow Air Max 95s from 1998.
I don't know that I would have guessed that.
Where are you headed to right now?
We just out here riding around with my homeboy Jordan.
Are you in a Honda Civic?
We just out here. It's Friday. It ain't a cloud in the sky.
Have you listened to the show before?
Nah, I've listened to the station and I heard y'all and it was kind of weird, but then it was kind of dope.
Yeah,
that's totally weird.
That's totally us.
I was like, I might as well just call
Wait, what kind of car are you driving?
I actually drive a 1994 Acura Vigor, but I'm in my
I like that he knows
right
the
now.
Years of everything.
I ain't gonna tell you what kind of car it
it's
is.
It's cool. We don't need your license plate or anything.
I drive a 1994 Acura Vigor. My car is probably older than both of y'all.
Nah.
No. Do you have a spoiler on it?
Nah.
You have a mad loud sound system?
Do you have big speakers?
Hey, do you have a big speaker?
Regular, the way it rolls off the
do you have a girlfriend?
What?
Do you have a girlfriend?
I got six girlfriends.
Oh, I'm with you, buddy. As you should.
You want some?
Yeah, I'll take some.
Who doesn't want some?
You can have them.
What are you drinking while you're driving?
I was actually drinking. Well, it's a spot, you know what I'm saying, where I'm from, Essex County. It's Remy White.
And Remy White.
What the hell is that?
It's a good stuff, you know, it's top shelf.
It's
know,
a scotch? Is it a scotch?
I don't know.
It's top shelf, y'all. I mean, I'm not like the typical caller with combat boots on with these.
Yeah, that's why we like
we
you.
We like you because you're not the typical caller.
What's your name?
My name's Cool Super Lover Soy.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is your name?
You got to say that really slow, buddy. Cool?
Cool Super Lover Soy.
What's the last
cool
word?
Cool Super Lover Soy?
Yeah, that's my name. That's my old school name.
What's your new like, school name?
Like Soy Milk?
I am Soy Milk. I'm Young Soy Milk. You ever heard of me? Look it up. Shout out. This is him calling from Newark. I'm Soy Milk.
Cool Super Lover Soy in the Vintage Hill figure. Right?
The Vintage Hill figure. They got the Mariano Rivera. Do you ever heard of Mariano Rivera?
No.
Y'all don't watch sports?
No.
What?
Y'all just pretty for no reason. What's up with y'all?
We're all pretty for no reason.
I ain't say that. I just said...
How do you know we're pretty? I mean, we are, but...
I ain't say that. I just was like, y'all, I never saw y'all, but y'all sound like y'all. Y'all sound like y'all.
We smell so good, actually.
You all sound like you smell good.
Yeah, we wear top shelf perfume.
Sound like it.
I'm fancy.
She is fancy.
Yeah. Wait, so hey, listen, Cool Super Lover Soy, you're on my list, which means you could win a free t-shirt. So listen in the next 5 minutes and I'll announce the winner, okay?
Yeah, I'm a listen for the next till the show go on. Only 5 minutes.
That's right. You're going to listen forever.
Yeah, forever. I'm out here. My message. I don't know. What's your name?
I think you should become our new number one fan. We like you.
I just became your number one.
Yeah!
Excellent. 91.1.
I don't know y'all names.
That's right. This is WFMU.
My name is Michelle.
WFMU. Shout out to whoever y'all are, but I was just driving down the street. The show is just popping. Where's the mother?
It's called Shut Up Weirdo.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you ever use the phrase, I'm going to dip?
I'm going to dip?
Yeah, like you're going to leave?
Yeah, I'm about to dip. Like,
see?
I'm gonna dip. Like, I'm about to dip.
That doesn't make you cool. That doesn't.
Yeah, I'm a dip, yo.
No,
right? Like that.
Doesn't. She thinks that makes her cool.
No, I'm not saying it makes me cool. I'm just bringing the show full circle. All right, Michelle? That's what happens in the magic of radio here.
Yeah, shout out to me. For real, this radio. Is this a pirate station? Is this radio?
Nah.
This is real. This is real. You're actually on an FM radio station right now.
91.1.
This is the real deal.
Shout out to y'all. I ain't cursed.
Yeah, thank you very much for following the rules.
You
All
are
right.
quite respectful.
Cool Super Lover Soy,
cool
you're
super
on
lover
my list.
Soy, caller from West Orange.
Really? All right, keep listening, all right?
I always will. Thanks.
All right, have a good one. We love you.
All right, peace. I love you too, girl.
I'm a dip now. Peace. Respect.
Oh, wow. Son, you are crazy.
What?
What is the difference between drinking and driving?
I love every single thing about that human being.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Everything.
I like him. Super
Me
cool
too.
Lover, so
I really hope he calls again someday.
I hope so too.
Carmichael says this guy is an instant WFMU legend.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, man. That was beautiful.
And we have a minute left, so someone can try and top him if they want.
I don't even want to answer another call. Do I have to?
Yeah, 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls. Hey, don't.
Mm. Hey, what's up? What are you wearing?
I actually have rugby pants on.
What?
Green rugby pants.
What, a rugby pants?
No, not ugly. Rugby.
All right, what kind of shirt are you wearing?
What's that? None.
You're not wearing a shirt. I bet you're barefoot, too, right?
Yeah, too.
Of course. Are you wearing underwear?
No.
No, of course not. Yeah.
No.
Are you wasted?
I am now.
Yeah. All right. A little bit loaded.
Yeah, we can tell, buddy. I hope you have a good night.
Thanks.
Be safe. Have a good one.
No driving for you.
No drinking and driving, just driving and drinking.
Yeah, thanks for the distinction.
Hey, as far as, my wife died.
All right, have a good one.
Did he just say his wife died?
Oh, my God, he didn't? I just hung up on him? I wasn't listening. I just wanted to get out of that phone call.
Oh, I think he just said, my wife died, and then he went, okay.
We can't end the show like that.
Why would you do that?
I wasn't listening. I was reading the comments because they're all going crazy about the cool super lover soy.
And my wife died. Have a good one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Wait, my winner is Cool Super Lover Soy. You have to email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You are listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Do or DIY.
Thank you.